The Department of Education has been continuing its contacts with teacher and SNA unions in an attempt to resolve the dispute over reopening schools and classes for children with special educational needs. As you know, a plan to resume classes yesterday was shelved after the failure to reach agreement with unions. The Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, has told the Oireachtas Health Committee that the return to school for children with additional needs would not have a significant impact on the level of community transmission that Ireland is seeing at the moment.
Our understanding is that the number of pupils and staff encompassed by that would represent a very small proportion of the 1 million or 1.1 million students and staff in total that would go back in a full reopening. From our perspective, would, you know, 3, 4, 5% of that full cohort going back have a significant impact on the very high level of community transmission that we're seeing at present? No, it wouldn't.
Well, we've been speaking this lunchtime to one primary school principal who had been preparing to reopen her school's special classes this week. Caroline Quinn is principal of Good Counsel Primary School in Killiney in Dublin and a member of the National Association of Boards of Management in Special Education. She's been telling me about her plans.
First of all, we looked at the revising our COVID-19 response plan. And of course, I was in operation from September, so there weren't major revisions needing to be done there. And then we, of course, had to relook at our risk assessment and, you know, to look at what were the risks in terms of the area, the partial reopening of the school that would have been opening yesterday, and how could we mitigate those risks, and looking at, you know, what could we do. So they were mainly the preparations. On the other side, then, we had to contact our parents. And we had to make plans to find out who exactly may attend if this support is being offered in the partial reopening. And so we needed our numbers in order to do some timetabling. One of the things that's interesting, I suppose, is in the classes for children with autism, 15 of our 18 children would have been coming in. And in the support that was being offered to others in the school, there was a 55% take-up. So that told us that there certainly were concerns out there.
And from the point of view of those teachers and SNAs working with and in these special needs classes, how would they operate to ensure that they're as safe as possible?
So the staff would wear masks. Those dealing with intimate care with the children would be wearing a medical grade mask. The adults, insofar as is possible, would maintain a social distance. But in dealing with children with complex additional needs, that's not always possible. So social distancing and mask wearing amongst the children wouldn't be happening. But the adults would certainly be looking after that. And the usual etiquette in terms of hand washing, the cough etiquette, the things that we've all become very familiar with, they would all be important. And also then in schools, we have been given a budget in terms of what we call COVID cleaning. So that would be happening, you know, at all times during the day when the school is opening.
But you as a principal, Caroline, were you confident that you could safely reopen these special classes?
You know, it's important, first of all, to say that, you know, that there is no zero risk out there at the moment. And we all know that nowhere is 100% safe. In fact, that would have been one of the messages from Public Health early in the week to the education community. But once we would get, you know, certain assurances, I suppose, and this is the space that the unions are in at the moment, not exactly my space, but once we would get to that stage, we would implement the guidance as were given by Public Health, which is very clear, and also the guidance from the Department of Education. And we would take, you know, the precautions we always had been taking and the control measures. But there is no 100% guarantee. You know, we're led by Public Health and we're led by you know, the Department of Education in terms of all our guidance.
What do you think of the suggestion that this is something that individual schools, boards of management, obviously in consultation with staff and parents, that it's something that they as schools could decide themselves whether to reopen or not? Is that feasible?
Given the good relationships that are in the education community, I think we wouldn't want to do huge damage to those relationships. And if that caused division within a school, or if that caused division within a local community, perhaps in many areas in rural Ireland, then I think schools may think twice about it. I'm not answering for any other school, but I think it's something that would be given very careful consideration by boards of management.
As a principal, what would you say to the government about the key things that they could could do that actually might break this impasse and get those classes open again?
Yeah, well, I suppose the first thing that's very important to say is that I am aware that the government are working very closely with stakeholders. Despite some of what we've heard out there at the moment, there is an awful lot of negotiation and discussion going on. It's to look at the absolute safety insofar as we can with the current climate. It's probably to look at perhaps the vaccination schedule, bearing in mind that nobody in a school community thinks that they should be going ahead of the most vulnerable in our communities. And then continued confidence in the testing and tracing, and everybody being very clear about the message as to who are close contacts and how things operate. And, you know, we have a lot of guidance in that area, but I think all of that needs to be, you know, looked at again. And I think all of us need to be reminded of those messages so that we can remind our school communities of those messages. Then I think you can move to a space where, you know, where people feel a lot more safe.
And that was school principal Caroline Quinn.